The oil spill from the Exxon tanker Valdez in the Prince William Sound area has now spread 90 miles from its point of origin to the Gulf of Alaska, and wildlife officials fear the number of oil-slicking birds and sea animals may overwhelm the local recovery center. Yesterday, a class-action lawsuit was filed against the Exxon Corporation. That's the owner of the ship responsible for the spill. It was the second suit filed this week. From Valdez, Alaska, NPR's Daniel Zwerdling now reports on the growing tensions in the Valdez area.
People living in Valdez and the other communities in Prince William Sound have been getting angrier at Exxon all week as the oil spill cleanup limps forward. And Exxon executives have been getting increasingly defensive at their daily press conferences in the town's civic center, which are usually packed both by journalists and hostile townspeople. Yesterday, the whole public meeting degenerated into a shouting match when someone yelled that police were mistreating a woman in the hallway.
Our First Amendment rights are being abridged. Our First Amendment rights to ask questions are being abridged.
The woman in the hallway, a member of the environmental group Greenpeace, had hinted that she was going to dump a dead sea otter at the feet of Exxon executives. So concerned guards stopped her, and it turned out the ominous bag she was carrying was full of laundry. Then a man, some later charged he was an outside agitator, demanded to know why Exxon is hiring hardly any unemployed workers in town to clean up the oil.
You're making a lot of money off that oil, but you're not giving anything back.
One question at a time, or I'm going to stop this press conference right now. I'll answer anything you want to ask, even this ridiculous stuff that's going on right back here.
That say a strong oil industry means jobs for Alaskans. Where's my job? Are people in this town who want to help clean up the spill? You're not hiring.
Thank you very much.
Then the Exxon executives walked out. And as the announcer for Alaska Public Radio tried to wrap up the tumultuous live broadcast, a member of the audience grabbed the stage.
This is Dave Hammack from the Valdez Civic Center. The press conference has pretty much come to a conclusion.
I'm from the Cordova District Fishermen's Union. We have a desperate plea that we'd like to put forth to the world. We need ocean standard, high seas barrier boom material in 36-inch and 48-inch size. We can't seem to get it through Exxon. Please.
The events of the entire week have been at least as confusing as this press conference. Nobody's sure just how much damage those 11 million gallons of oil will...